It is now 7 months since the first case of Ebola was discovered in Sierra Leone. The mayor of the capital city, Freetown, is Franklin Buddy Gibson. He says he has buried a large number of people.
To be precise, I can tell you without any exaggeration that the Freetown City Council have buried about 2,200 corpses since the start of the disease.
Not all the 2,200 deaths are attributable to Ebola, but official figures say over 1,200 deaths have been from Ebola. Even this week, two medical doctors, making seven, have died of Ebola. With over 500 people catching the virus every week, Mayor Gibson says he will prepare a new cemetery.
Now, as I speak to you, I'm pretty sure we're still keeping about 1,000 more spaces for burials. When we should have exhausted that, then we will have to transfer burials to somewhere in the east at Allentown, for which we are now working on the land.
Transmission of the Ebola virus is mainly through contact. Mayor Gibson says he will introduce new measures to help stop the transmission.
That is why you see we are now introducing many laws, new ones, telling people they don't sell on the streets at night. They close at 6 and everybody goes away. We are looking at other possibilities of trying to cut down on the crowd, especially in the market areas.
The mayor says he's optimistic the spread of Ebola will end soon.
I have calculated that what we have at King Tom, 400,000, could last for about 3 weeks. The new cemetery on Allentown is about 6 acres. And we're still calculating that 6 acres can accommodate up to 6,000, 7,000. Despite we are not anticipating that we'll have those numbers of death by the time Ebola ends, because I am looking at the end of Ebola to be sometime around the 15th, 16th of December.
The mayor advised Sierra Leoneans to change their behavioral attitudes so that the chain of transmission of the virus can be broken. For VOA Africa, I'm Kelvin Lewis reporting from Freetown, Sierra Leone.